Jay Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Dark Volt with Tools of Destruction as remixed by Rogue Unit. Before that, you heard Project Pitchfork. Yep, some brand new stuff from them with a track by the name of Summer Walk. And I don't know about you, but if Peter Spillis ever offered me a piece of cake, I would be very actually disturbed by that, especially if he was using the same tone of voice. And we started things off with something that's actually quite special to me. We started things off with probably the track that was one of the most responsible for getting me into this sort of music. So back in the dawn of time when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I listened to a lot of metal. And I made a crossover from metal to industrial via, first of all, a Toronto band by the name of Malhavoc, who were basically guitars with a drum machine. And that is a very, very basic description. And then I found DHI, which was a drum machine with guitars. Now there's a reason why I say it that way, because in the case of DHI, it was more straight up EBM. And I was like, whoa, you mean you can mix chocolate and peanut butter and all that sort of stuff? And the first time that I heard the Chemical Land EP, it was, you know, not an epiphany or anything like that, but it was one of those, this is really good. Now, this song has a bit of history in the sense that the song you just heard was released in 1990. It was remastered 5 years ago for the 28th edition. And Vicar, I think he spent the last like year in his basement going, no, I can do this better. And came out with the 33rd anniversary remaster. And I sat there for a fair bit of time doing like an A, B, and C with that track, listening to the original version that I have from my CD, listening to the first remaster, and then listening to the final remaster and going, wow, that was, yeah, there is some real work been done on that. And it's because it's so familiar with me that I can actually comment on it. Anyways, enough about that. It's a great disc. You can find it on Bandcamp. We're going to revisit that. But before that, we're going to continue on with some more great new stuff. This is a band by the name of Rogue, or Rouge. I'm going to go with Rogue. And this is a song called Suzuki. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. There's some brand new stuff from Morris Black. That was The Unraveling World. And that's a really good track. I'm really, really enjoying that disc. I've gotten a lot of stuff in the last 2 weeks, and my inbox is getting full again, which makes me feel more comfortable because I got a lot more to choose from. And hey, everything's turning up Millhouse. I'm also going to be moving in about a month or so, so there shouldn't be actually any disruption in our RSA because it's, you know, just a short thing and all that sort of stuff. But if I suddenly disappear in like the second week of July, well, you know why. But I think I've got all my T's crossed and my I's dotted and all that sort of stuff. So right now it's just a matter of actually doing the moving, which I wish I could do tomorrow. Believe me, I wish I could do tomorrow. But enough of that. We are going to continue on with some great stuff. I think we're going to put this disc to bed because it is all over the place in the sense that there is, if you have an electronic genre, this disc has something for you. This is Recall 4 with a track called Aesthetic. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back.
some more. Evil barbarians without discipline, unpredictable death machine. With that cloaking device, they remain invisible until the time has come to appear right ahead of us and obliterate everyone. If you ever would give them a helping hand, you can be sure they'll chop off the arm. Never, ever, never trust a Klingon.
You will always be ready.
Never, ever, never trust a Klingon.
You will never forget it.
Never, ever, never trust a Klingon.
You will always be ready.
Never, ever, never trust a Klingon.
You will never forget it.
And there was something that absolutely jumped right off the page, so to speak, at me. That was Disastros with a cover of Spock's Never Trust a Klingon. And I think I have to say that, unless my memory is failing, I don't think has anybody covered Spock before and actually released it. This is a first to me, especially with that song. And, I mean, even Spock themselves have done, like, what, two remixes? And, unfortunately, no new music in, like, 20-something years. But, you know, again, it's cool to see covers of tracks that you're intimately familiar with. And I'm happy for the guys from Spock because they're still living their dream. You know what I mean? Who cares? It's all fun. They're having fun, and that's all that matters. But we're going to end off the show this week with something that is somewhat out of the ordinary for me, because this is a personal favorite. And of course, yes, we're sandwiching the show just like we did with Sweden a few weeks ago. This time we're getting a nice hug from Graf. We're going to end off the show with DHI again. And this was a song that, like, from Metalhead, I was listening to this and this spoke to me. And I was like, I feel like the dean from Community, where I'm sitting there looking at something going, I hope this doesn't awaken something in me. And I think it actually kind of did. But again, all decisions were mine. They had nothing to do with it. It was all my wonderful idea. We're going to end off the show this week with DHI. This is M1911A1, handgun, 33rd anniversary remaster. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Listen to what I was listening to in 1990. See you next week.